Jerry Bader Show, 1024. I'm going to ask this rhetorically because I don't really have time in this segment to take phone calls, and I want to get on to something else. Oh, yeah. We could do that. You could tweet it to hashtag Jerry Bader. Here's the question. 5 years into the Obama administration, what is the larger national security threat to now to the United States? Terrorism or a threat from other sovereign nations, i.e. Russia, Iran, North Korea, China? What's the bigger threat right now? We are reducing our military because we don't believe that we're going to be going to war with other countries ever again. That seems to be the Obama strategy here, the Hegel strategy. Okay. What do you think is a greater threat to us? Action by a sovereign nation or a terrorist act? And now let me say this. I want to make a distinction here. Terrorist act from an organized network. In fact, let me be very specific about this. What is the greater threat to America right now? Another 9/11 style level attack? Or a threat from another nation? You think B, Jason? At this very moment, I'm not saying that this isn't mercurial and isn't subject to change, but I agree. And what does or doesn't happen in Ukraine is, and this is where the naivete of Mike McFeely was stunning even to me. The bigger picture here is not just Ukraine, but the signal it's going to send. Syria sent a signal. That's why Putin is in Ukraine, is in Crimea right now. Syria sent a signal. I am telling you, this is Khrushchev and Kennedy all over again. The difference is Kennedy finally stood up and said, no. There's no indication President Obama is ever going to do that. And he has abdicated the leadership role. And yes, it is critical that America regain that leadership role in terms of stability in the free world. I'm not saying they aren't both threats. I will be stunned, however, and I pray to God I'm wrong. I mean that literally. I pray to God I'm wrong. But I will be stunned if in the next, and I've been wrong about this before, 18 months to 2 years, that he's not challenged even far more dramatically than he's being challenged by Putin right now. And Putin may be part of that challenge. It is stunning to me that this is, I don't know what else to say about it. Henninger has something that, Dan Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal has something that Mike mentioned, the Carterization of President Obama. Let me jump in the middle of this. Carterization has a specific meaning in American politics. In 1980, Ronald Reagan delivered an August speech to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Chicago, just as he was starting his campaign to unseat Jimmy Carter, trapped then in the Iranian hostage crisis. The response from the administration in Washington to foreign threats, said Reagan, has been one of weakness, inconsistency, vacillation, and bluff. Our allies are losing confidence in us, and our adversaries no longer respect us. This was 34 years ago. He said, our partners are confused by the lack of a coherent, principled policy from the Carter administration. The characterization stuck, helped by Mr. Carter's foreign adventures after his presidency. And in truth, Mr. Carter's team included Sterner Ballas and Defense Secretary Harold Brown and NSA's Zbigniew Brzezinski. Nothing similar exists today in the Obama administration. The consequences of Mr. Obama's Carterization overseas are coming so fast it's hard to keep track. Ukraine, though important, is the tip of the iceberg. Here's what else happened in the week Mr. Putin captured Crimea. Israel on Wednesday intercepted in the Red Sea an Iranian shipment to Gaza of dozens of Syrian-made surface-to-surface rockets. These are our new Iranian negotiating partners. North Korea last Thursday test-fired 4 short-range ballistic missiles and another this Monday. Then on Tuesday, it deployed a new multiple rocket launcher that fired 4 missiles with enough range to hit American and South Korean military bases near Seoul. In Moscow last Wednesday, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia plans to use military bases in Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua for its navy and to refuel strategic bombers. 3 months ago, Secretary Kerry ostentatiously announced in a Washington speech, "The era of the Monroe Doctrine is over." Naturally, the Russians took this as a green light to return to one of the Soviet Union's favorite playpens. The next day, a Russian spy ship, the Viktor Leninov, slipped unannounced into Havana Harbor. All in 1 week. All in 1 week. America is sleeping. All right, let's get to Mary Burke in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.